Introduction. In this book, I am inviting you on a journey into the wilderness with me, where I will ask you to build an altar and there make an offering. Whenever I head out into the wilderness, I make sure that I know where I'm going and have everything I need for the trek. Our ultimate destination is the heart, where I believe we build our altar. To get there, however, we will need to explore our cosmos. Chapter 1 is all about this. What is creation? What does it express about its creator and about us as human beings? I want to get right into the freshness where I believe, like the poet Gerard Manley Hopkins, whom I will discuss later in the book, dwell deep down things. This is the journey into the wilderness itself. Once there, we will want to enjoy the scenery. Chapter 2 is a study of beauty, the role of beauty in our world and how we experience it and its effects on us when we do. The natural world reveals the beauty of the divine nature that fills it, yet it also reveals another wilderness, that of the human being. Chapter 3 explores the relationship between these two wildernesses and shows how much the one affects the other. I will introduce you to the wilderness temple and what it offers those of us who visit it. In Chapter 4, with the drawing of this love and the voice of this calling, as T.S. Eliot wrote in Little Gidding in 4 quartets, we shall not cease from exploration. And the end of all our exploring will be to arrive where we started and know the place for the first time. The power of our hearts to transform the world around us is tremendous. I will propose that we build our altars there and offer to God on behalf of creation a sacrifice of ourselves in a spirit of thanksgiving. Finally, in the postscript, I offer one among many tools that we may use to heal the human nature divide. I sincerely believe that this journey of ours will save the world. So, what's in our pack? Many things, really, but there are a few items that are essential for this trip into the world of spiritual ecology. First of all, we will need a compass for the spiritual life in general. I have therefore provided below some basic notes about spirituality, especially as it relates to ecology. We also need some knowledge about what we will encounter along the way and how these things will speak to us. In spiritual ecology, everything proclaims a spiritual as well as a material reality. And this multivalent dialogue is what I call a sacrament. Therefore, we will need some knowledge about sacraments. Finally, a healthy dose of reality is always essential. We need to make our journey knowing well the dangers of the wildernesses we enter. And so I offer some notes drawn from experience about that too. And with these three things in our pack, we are ready to step through the unknown, unremembered gate when the last of Earth left to discover is that which was the beginning.